right now? Terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter are in danger. And people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer. And this is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
I can go over your head, Mr. Almeida, and I assure you there will be consequences.
I apologize, Senator, but we do have protocol. Our district director, Ryan Chappelle, is working on clearance right now. But if I could tell him why you're here, I'm sure...
All he needs to know is that I need to talk to Jack Bauer, and I need to do it now.
Can I get you anything while you're...
No.
Chappelle.
Yeah, I don't think I could stall a senator much longer. He wants to know why I can't see Jack.
What did you tell him?
Well, I told him you were working on it.
And he still didn't say why he was here?
Nope. He just wants to see Jack.
Well, until I know more, I don't want to put those two together. I'm checking it out now.
All right.
So? You find out what Palmer's doing here?
Not yet. Any new intel on the backup shooters?
Yeah, an Alexis Drazen. Looks like he's connected to two other shooters, but for some reason he stopped in D.C. for a couple of days before landing at LAX on Saturday. There's other inconsistencies. I'm still working on it.
Where's the report?
I routed it to Nina's computer.
Send me a copy, would you?
Yeah.
I still don't understand why you're taking us to a safe house. Weren't we supposed to answer some questions at Jack's office?
We're gonna do that at the safe house now.
Is my dad gonna be there?
Not right away. Maybe when he's done at CTU.
Are we okay, Nina?
Everything's fine. Right now, a small, controlled environment is the most secure place for the both of you.
Does Jack know you're taking us?
Of course.
Myers. Yeah, we're moving Terry and Kim to the safe house now. We should be there soon.
Mom, you never told me what the doctor said.
No, I'm not worried about that.
It was a cyst that burst. She said it wasn't serious.
Then why did
she... Honey, there's nothing to worry about.
Sure.
She said it would go away all by itself.
Gaines first made contact with me on my cell phone. Then he directed me to a car in the parking lot of St. Mark's Hospital.
The transmitter was in the car?
Yeah, that's when he asked me to put it in my ear. Look, can we take a break for a second? Please, could you find out for me how my wife and daughter are doing at the clinic?
Terry and Kim have already left the clinic.
What?
They're fine. The doctor's cleared them. Nina's even moving them to a safe
you
house.
You knew they were moving my wife and daughter and you didn't tell me. That's it. This is over. I don't say another word. I want to speak to Chappelle. Now, Alberta!
You're exhausting.
Yeah, I was surprised you called last night.
I didn't think I'd see you again after D.C. Not really that easy, you know.
Will you have another break later in the day?
The senator has to leave town this afternoon. He's going to Nevada. Only a few of us were told about it, and I am one of the ones who has to go with him.
You have to hold his hand?
So many words.
Would it be too much to hope that you might have some free time in Nevada?
You would want to come?
Yeah, if you want me.
I'm on my way.
Helen.
Senator Palmer, what can I do for you?
I'm trying to talk to a CTU agent named Jack Bauer.
Where are you?
CTU Los Angeles. They say I need clearance, but it's taking forever.
Not a problem. Who's in charge over there?
Ryan Chappelle.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take care of this right away.
Thank you, Helen. I owe you.
Senator Palmer. Ryan Chappelle.
What seems to be the problem, Ryan? Why can't I get in to see Agent Bauer?
Please forgive the wait. When an agent is under internal investigation, procedure is to keep him isolated until he's been fully interrogated. It's really out of my hands.
Even if I can help you with your investigation.
Mr. Chappelle, Alan Optikin from the Pentagon's on the line for you.
Excuse me. Chappelle. Yes, sir.
From this point on, Senator Palmer is to be given carte blanche. You make sure he gets whatever he needs.
Yes, sir.
Understood?
Of course, sir.
Thank you.
Bring Jack Bauer down here right away. Thanks for helping me cut through the red tape.
Mm-hmm. I want all your cameras and recording equipment shut down. This is going to be a private conversation.
I understand. I'll make sure the room is secure.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Listen, Nina called and wanted me to tell you that Terry and Kim are fine.
Who's guarding the house?
Paulson and Breer.
Okay, good.
Also, Chappelle wants to see you in the conference room.
Good.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
You got it. Milo, sorry I had to switch the cards on you last night. I had no choice.
No, it's not a problem. I mean, we understand what you were going through.
Thanks for your help.
Senator Palmer.
Leave us.
I'll be outside.
Thank you.
Close the door. Sit.
Yes, sir.
I want to know who's working with you.
In which context, sir? I'm sorry, I don't...
Right here, right now. We're going to put an end to this.
Sir, I don't know what the people here have been telling
you. I know why you want me dead, Mr. Bauer.
Want you dead, Senator? I don't know what you're talking about.
Kosovo!
Kosovo.
I know you hold me responsible for the men you lost there 2 years ago today.
You know about Operation Nightfall?
I authorized the mission. I know you took out Victor Drazen and his inner circle. And I know you lost 6 men in the process.
And you think I want revenge for the death of my men?
Yes, I do.
With all due respect, Senator, I almost died today trying to protect you. And if I blame anyone for the death of my men in Kosovo, sir, I blame myself.
And what were you doing at the power plant?
I was trying to... The reason why I went for that Secret Service agent's gun, sir, was to try and get you out of the room without giving myself away. The people that want you dead, they had kidnapped my family. They threatened to kill them if I didn't assist them in the assassination attempt. They didn't tell you any of this when you came in, did they, sir?
No.
It's the truth. You can verify it with Chappelle.
We're just arriving at the safe house.
Copy that. It's official.
This way, Mrs. Bauer.
These are agents Ted Paulson and Jeff Breer. They've worked with Jack for many years, the two of our best. This is Jack's wife, Terry, my daughter, Kim. Hi.
Hi, Kim. Where do you want us?
One in and one out. Well, it's not exactly home, but it's relatively comfortable. There are motion detectors every 10 yards.
How long do we have to stay here?
We'll worry about that after we finish debriefing you.
Nina, where's the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. There's one in each bedroom right through there. If you both like to clean up before we get started, please do.
I was the head of the Special Defense Appropriations Committee in the Senate, which is just a euphemism for covert operations. 3 years ago, the CIA brought to my attention atrocities committed by Victor Drazen in Kosovo. Massacres, torture, ethnic cleansing. The man was a monster and was gaining support. I tried to go through the usual channels, but I couldn't get anyone to work quickly enough. So I contacted the one person I knew who could get the job done, have him terminated off the books.
And that would be Robert Ellis.
That's right. Ellis was funded through a discretionary fund of my committee. His job was to implement the covert missions and see to it that no names were leaked. Now we're both on somebody's list.
So this is payback for what happened that day. It's the only thing that makes sense. But if someone could put your name and my name on a list together, that means they should be able to find Robert Ellis, too.
You're right.
Four sixes.
Let's see him. What in your eyes?
If you could read what's in my eyes, you'd crawl under a rock and cry. Go again. Ellis.
Bobby, it's David Palmer.
You gotta be kidding.
I'm not. I'm here with Jack Bauer.
Get lost. What are you doing in the same room with Bauer? I went through a lot of trouble to make sure two never met each other.
Someone close to Victor Drazen seems to have connected us.
Explain.
Someone wants me dead, and it appears they want Bauer too. Today, the 2-year anniversary of Nightfall.
I'm the only one who even knows you both were involved in Nightfall.
Apparently not. And if we're on the list, it's likely you are too.
Let me talk to Bauer.
I'm right here, Bob.
Jack.
Still at CTU?
Yeah.
All right, if we're gonna source this, we're gonna need each other's help.
Well, unfortunately, over the last 12 hours, I've had to cut a few corners. I'm being investigated right now. My hands are tied.
Well, get them untied. David can help you there. If this is about revenge, it has to be someone either connected to your team...
No, that's not possible. No one on my team knew of the senators involved.
Well, then it has to be Drazen's group. I'll retrieve the closed file on Nightfall. It'll contain the names of Drazen's associates.
That'll take a few minutes. In the meantime, you need to pick up a trail on the money. Odds are it's funded through Belgium.
Can you get to your K3 accounts from there?
Yes, if I get reinstated.
All right, start there.
We'll compare names when we talk again. Where can I reach you?
CTU, Los Angeles office.
All right.
Put some clean clothes on the bed.
Thank you.
They called me back in and said you decided not to fly out. What happened? Aren't we going to Nevada?
Apparently not. The senator felt we needed to take care of something first. He thought we'd be safest here.
But are you going to take a later flight?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. Oh, call the Times. Tell them I'll do that. Phone her 45 minutes.
Sure.
Hello.
You miss me yet?
Of course.
I hope you didn't book your flight to Nevada.
I was just about to. Why?
You might not be going.
When will you know?
About an hour.
If you stay in town, will you remain at the hotel?
I don't know. They might switch us at the last minute for security reasons. Either way, I'll let you know where I am.
I can still smell your perfume on my skin.
I'll call you as soon as I know.
Is that the girl?
Yes. Palmer might not be leaving after all.
Better for us.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any problem getting rid of Gaines' people?
No. You should never have used him. I told you it was a mistake.
Fine, you fixed the mistake. Now let's move on. She looks like Martina.
Our sister's dead, Andre. Leave it alone.
Have you spoken to Yolan and Mishko?
They have their targets in sight. And as for Palmer, I give you my word, he will be dead by midnight.
Hey, do you need toothpaste?
Yeah, it's right there. That's nothing. The doctor just wanted me to take it as a precaution. Scared me.
Kim?
What? You're pregnant.
I don't understand. What happened to you today? How is that possible?
No, it was Dad, of course, but, you know, a test like this, it takes time before you...
You and Dad were trying to have a kid and you didn't tell me about it?
No, honey, it wasn't like that. Kim? Kim?
What?
This is just as much a shock to me as it is to you. Dad and I use birth control. It's protection, but it's never 100%, honey.
Mom, whatever. It's your life. You don't need my permission to do anything.
I'm not asking for your permission, Kimberly. once in a while, you have to think about what another person is going through. Honey, I just found out I'm pregnant. You don't think that terrifies me? Well, it does.
I'm sorry.
Are there any other names on the HK list that you recognize, David?
Rich Dolan, Michael Redman, that's it.
No, they weren't cleared until after the op. I'll use what we have so far.
I shouldn't be here. Green's got me on priority.
I cleared it with Green.
Okay, Bobby's here.
Milo!
Yeah.
Who are you?
Don't worry about me. I see you opened some sockets up to MI5.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Doesn't matter. Right now we're trying to hook up some names. I'm gonna help you. What's your login ID and password?
Give it to me.
The login ID is LFN. Password's foothill94022. Lowercase.
Okay, hang on. Okay, looks like we got some partial results.
Partial?
Yeah, looks like there's something missing here.
What do you mean, Bob?
Something's been removed. I'll look into it. Meanwhile, Milo, I'm gonna send a file to your server. Why don't you print out hard copies for Jack and David?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Milo.
All right, here we go.
Feels like I haven't eaten in years. Feels good, doesn't it?
Not being afraid anymore.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mom. I was being really stupid before. So when are you gonna tell Dad?
You know what? Right now. Come on.
CTU, Almeida.
Hi, Tony. It's Terry Bauer calling. Can I talk to Jack, please?
Hi, Terry. Actually, it's a bad time. He's kind of busy right now.
Oh, well, could you tell him to call me back? It's important.
Sure.
I really wanted to hear his reaction.
I'm so lucky to have you. Come on, baby.
Hi, sorry, but we really need to start the debrief. CTU's eager to find out what you know.
Oh, we're ready, huh?
Yeah. Great. I'd like to start with just you, Terry.
Fine.
I think I'm gonna go to my room.
It's a good idea, honey. Just try and get some rest.
Okay, this is standard procedure. We're gonna put you on videotape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Kim.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just lost a little blood.
You need to see a doctor. You don't sound good.
I just need a few days rest, that's all.
You should turn yourself in. I mean, you can get medical attention.
And I'll also get arrested.
But you helped us escape. I mean, I'll tell them that.
No! Don't tell them anything about me.
Well, it's too late. My mom's already being questioned. They're gonna ask about you. I'm next. I can't lie.
Okay. Don't. Just tell them that I didn't know anything about what was going on and that Dan threatened me. He had a gun.
Okay, but promise me you'll turn yourself in.
I gotta think this through. I'm not like you, Kim. I don't come from a good family. System's not gonna give me a break.
It's your only way out of this, Rick.
I brought you to Gaines. That's kidnapping. They could put me in jail for the rest of my life.
What's incredible to me is that none of this has anything to do with me running for president. It has nothing to do with the primary. It has nothing to do with my being black. It's just revenge for taking out Victor Drazen.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
David, it's Sherry.
Oh, hi. Are you back at the hotel?
Yes. Where are you?
I'm at CTU, a government agency.
Why?
There's some things I have to take care of.
David, what's going on?
I'm trying to find out who's attempting to kill me, Sherry. I've got to go. Just wait for me at the hotel, okay?
Okay.
Bye. Just doesn't stop.
I'm sorry this is happening to you, sir.
You've been detained. Your family's been kidnapped. And you're concerned about me. Now, that didn't have anything to do with the election. That was about my son.
Is he okay?
I just realized today that I haven't always been there for him. And what's killing me is that he's always been there for me. Being the son of a politician isn't easy.
Being a son or a daughter or a father, none of it's easy.
Your wife and daughter okay?
I don't know. I hope so.
Ellis. I organized it into three sections. Cross-references are in the first part. After that, there's a summary of Operation Nightfall. Details that may or may not be important are in the last part.
Any word on the missing file?
No, not yet.
Okay, thanks, Milo.
What is the ambassador to Libya doing on this list?
Probably help keep Drazen's money separate from the government. We've had our eye on him for quite some time.
Do you know Rene Bernier?
No. Who's he?
He's out of North Africa. A couple of hives over a district thought he was trying to set up terror cells here in the U.S.
Jack, page 4, second paragraph down.
Drazen's wife and daughter were in the bunker.
Did you know about this? This wasn't in our initial report.
They died in the explosion. My God. This is an eye for an eye. We took out Drazen and his family, and now someone wants mine.
Who's in charge of protecting your family? Jack, who has the authority to add security to your wife and daughter?
Chappelle.
Yes, Senator?
Could you send in Mr. Chappelle right away?
Yes, sir.
So there was nothing else you saw or heard that gave you a glimpse into their operation?
No, that's it. They really didn't talk much in front of us.
Well, tell me about this boy, Rick. You said he helped you?
Yeah.
How?
Well, different ways, but mainly he gave us a gun and he helped us escape.
How'd he get a gun?
I don't know.
And you don't know his last name?
No. I don't think Kimberly does either, but you could ask her.
How did she meet him?
Through her friend, Janet York. Everyone used to tell me, wait until she's a teenager, you'll finally understand the meaning of the word worry.
I'm sure she'll grow out of it. Jack says she's basically a level-headed kid.
Jack talks about Kim?
Just the usual stuff.
It surprises me. Jack's work always seems so serious and secretive, it's hard to picture him sitting around the office talking about his family.
No, sometimes at lunch he'll bring up something if something's on his mind. So, do you think Rick had the confidence of Ira Gaines, the leader of the group?
I really couldn't tell you that. Nina, could I ask you a question?
Sure.
When Jack and I were separated, did he ever talk about me?
Jack never discussed his marriage.
No.
Sometimes he would talk about Kim, you know. We all knew he was going through a very hard time and that he missed you both very much.
When Jack and I got back together again, he told me that he'd been with someone else. I told him it didn't matter what I did, what he did. When we were apart, that was in the past. The only thing that mattered was what we did from that point on. It was you, wasn't it?
Terry.
I saw it when we got off the helicopter. I saw it when you looked at him.
After you were separated, yes, we saw each other. But it didn't last long. He realized it was a mistake and he went back to you.
What about you?
What about me?
Did you think it was a mistake? Are you still sleeping with him?
No. Terry, it was over before he went back to you. That is the truth. Look, I realize this is a terrible time for you to discover all this.
When do you think a good time would be, Nina?
I'm sorry. It's just we have to get through the rest of this.
I need to take a break.
Yeah, Mike, I know. We'll be leaving in about 5 minutes. I can't wait for Ellis to get back to us. I've got to go.
Senator, they're not going to let me continue to work here. I'm technically still under arrest.
Come on. Ryan.
Yes, Senator.
I understand you have Jack under arrest.
I told the senator I was being detained for questioning.
There is an ongoing crisis that supersedes any charges that might be filed against him.
But Senator,
I want him reinstated to his previous position, effective immediately.
I'm sorry, sir, but you don't have the authority to make that decision.
Alberta, please. Sir, what you are asking isn't possible. The charges against Agent Bauer are serious. We would be held in contempt of agency regulations if we reinstated him without a hearing.
Ryan, you don't have to reinstate me. Not permanently. Look, nobody here has as much information about this situation as I do. Give me provisional status just till the end of the day. Then you can take me back into custody, do whatever you want.
Fine, Jack. You work the case out of CTU, but you answer to me. Good luck with your campaign, Senator.
Thank you.
Walk with me. Secret Service wants me to leave the state. They say it's not safe.
Well, I agree with them.
The one thing we know is that Drazen's people are here, and they want us today. And it's almost 3 o'clock now. The day's more than half over. I'm going to stay. Let's flush them out into the open and deal with them. Otherwise, you and I and our families will be looking over our shoulders for the rest of our lives.
I understand. I'll follow up with Ellis. I'll keep you posted throughout the day. You know how to get in touch with me.
Jack. I'm sorry that I misjudged you.
Thank you, Senator. Excuse me.
Before my mom came, nobody talked to me. They put me in the room. I was locked in there.
What about Rick?
Rick, what about Rick?
Well, he was one of your kidnappers, right?
Not exactly.
What do you mean? I thought he and Dan were the ones who brought you to Gaines.
Well, it was mostly Dan. I mean, not Rick. I think he was actually just as surprised as we were about what was happening.
Really?
Well, yeah. He was fighting with Dan the entire time. He actually helped us escape.
Okay, hold on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, wait. Hold on.
Myers.
Hey, it's me. Chappelle just reinstated me to provisional status for the rest of the day, at Palmer's request.
That's great, Jack.
Yeah, how's everything going over there?
Not bad.
Look, we're sending over two more teams.
Why?
Looks like Terry and Kim were targets as well. Nina. It is not information they need to know, okay?
No, of course.
Good, thanks. Let me speak to Terry, okay?
Sure. Harry? It's Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hey, sweetheart. You okay? How you doing?
I'm okay.
How's Kim?
She's fine.
Tony gave me a message that you wanted to tell me something important.
No, it's nothing important.
You sure? You sound funny.
It's nothing. I'm so tired.
Why don't you just try and get some rest then, sweetheart? Listen, if you need anything from the house, Nina will make sure someone can go and get it for you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I gotta go. I love you, okay? I'll call you as soon as I can.
Okay, bye-bye.
With Nina, honey.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I
just think you should finish answering Nina's questions.
Power.
Jack, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I shot out a few more things to Milo. But I still can't locate the missing file.
How can I help?
I gave Milo enough there to try it on your end. And the more I look at this thing, the more I'm convinced the file was taken out deliberately. Which leads me to believe it contains what we're looking for.
Look, can you give me an estimate of when you think the file was stolen? And also give me a list of people who you think could have possibly had access
to even get in there?
And not yet, but you tell Milo that I got some ideas about it.
Bob. Bob.
Bob. Can you hear me? Bob.